Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Physics and Technology for Future Presidents is a nonfiction science book by Richard A. Muller, a physics professor at the University of California, Berkeley. It is written for non-technical readers who need a practical understanding of modern physics as it relates to public policy, leadership, and everyday technological choices. Rather than teaching physics through equations and formal derivations, the book focuses on what the physics means in real-world settings, how energy is produced and used, what radiation and nuclear reactions actually do, how climate change is evaluated scientifically, and how technologies such as lasers, quantum devices, and communication systems depend on basic physical principles. The book is closely tied to Muller's Berkeley course for non-science students, and its purpose is educational and civic, as much as scientific. It aims to give readers enough scientific fluency to judge claims, compare options, and understand the consequences of decisions in a world shaped by science and technology. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a physics primer built around policy-relevant questions. The book is organized around the kinds of questions a future president, executive, or informed citizen might actually face, rather than around a standard academic sequence. Muller introduces major areas of physics through concrete issues such as energy production, radiation risk, climate change, and the physics behind modern devices. This approach gives the subject immediate relevance. The reader is not asked to memorize formal theory first, but to understand how physical laws constrain real decisions. That makes the book different from a conventional introductory textbook, because it treats physics as a decision-making tool. The underlying argument is that scientific literacy is not mainly about doing calculations, but about knowing what kinds of claims are plausible, what trade-offs exist, and which technologies can be trusted. By framing physics this way, the book makes abstract ideas usable in public life. Secondly, power and the practical limits of technology. A major part of the book examines energy sources and the difference between energy and power, since these concepts are central to nearly every policy discussion about electricity, transport, and infrastructure. Muller explains that many public debates fail because they confuse basic quantities or ignore scale, efficiency, and physical limits. By comparing fuels, renewable sources, and nuclear options, he shows why no energy system can be evaluated on optimism alone. It must be judged by how much power it can deliver, how reliably it works, what waste it creates, and what infrastructure it requires. This makes the book especially useful for readers who want to understand why some technologies spread quickly, while others remain marginal. The treatment is practical rather than ideological. The point is not to advocate one energy source universally, but to give readers the physics needed to compare claims intelligently. That emphasis on scale and feasibility is one of the book's strongest features. Thirdly, nuclear physics explained through risk, weapons, and waste. The chapters on nuclei, radioactivity, chain reactions, and atomic bombs show how the book handles one of the most politically sensitive parts of physics. Muller explains the basic principles behind radioactive decay fission and nuclear chain reactions in a way that connects directly to nuclear power, weapons, and waste management. This matters because public discussion of nuclear issues often mixes genuine danger with exaggerated fear or incomplete understanding. The book works to separate physical reality from rhetoric by showing what radiation can and cannot do, why chain reactions behave as they do, and what makes nuclear technology both powerful and controversial. It also helps readers understand why nuclear policy cannot be reduced to slogans. The same physics that makes bombs devastating also makes reactors possible and medical uses of radiation valuable. By treating nuclear science as a matter of specific mechanisms and measurable effects, the book encourages judgment based on evidence rather than instinct alone. Fourthly, climate change and atmospheric physics as a problem of evidence. Another important dimension of the book is its explanation of climate change from a physical perspective. Muller does not present climate as a purely political topic or a general environmental concern. He treats it as a question of energy balance, radiation, and measurable planetary processes. This is important because debates about climate often become distorted when scientific terms are used loosely or when short-term weather is confused with long-term climate trends. The book helps readers understand why greenhouse warming is tied to basic physics, why carbon emissions matter, and why policy responses must be assessed with attention to scale and evidence. Its strength lies in translating a complex scientific issue into terms that non-specialists can follow without oversimplifying it into a slogan. For leaders, that matters because climate policy involves infrastructure, economics, and long-term planning, all of which require a realistic understanding of physical constraints. The book therefore treats climate science as an applied field with direct political consequences. Lastly, scientific literacy for leadership in a technology-driven world. The book's broader purpose is to make readers scientifically literate enough to participate in decisions about modern technology. even if they are not scientists themselves. Mueller repeatedly emphasizes that leaders cannot rely entirely on expert summaries, because they still need enough background to ask the right questions and recognize weak arguments. This is why the book moves across topics such as electricity and magnetism, waves, light, invisible light, quantum physics, and relativity. These are not isolated chapters, but pieces of a common framework for understanding the modern world. The inclusion of contemporary examples such as quantum devices, sensors, and other technologies shows that physics is not remote from daily life. It underlies many of the systems societies depend on. The book stands out because it treats scientific understanding as a civic necessity. It is meant to help readers interpret evidence, compare technological claims, and make policy choices without being dependent on oversimplified expert language. In conclusion, Physics and Technology for Future Presidents is best suited to readers who want a serious, accessible introduction to physics with immediate real-world relevance. It is especially valuable for students outside the sciences, policymakers, business leaders, educators, and general readers who want to understand the scientific basis of public debates about energy, nuclear power, climate change, and emerging technologies. Its main practical benefit is not the mastery of formulas, but the ability to think more clearly about scale, risk, feasibility, and evidence. Intellectual benefit comes from seeing how a few physical principles connect many modern problems that are often discussed separately. Compared with more general popular science books, this one is more systematic and more policy-oriented. Compared with a standard textbook, it is less focused on derivations and more focused on interpretation. That makes it distinctive in the physics for non-experts category. Mueller's central idea is that informed leadership requires more than technical advice from others. It requires enough physics to ask better questions, evaluate trade-offs, and avoid being misled by simplistic claims. That practical mission is what sets the book apart. If you would like to support Richard A. Mueller, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.